Canada Day Live continues. It's time to showcase British Columbia now. This West Coast Music Spotlight is brought to you by Canada Dry, a part of Canada's story since John J. McLaughlin first created his famous pale ginger ale in 1904. Pick up one of Canada Dry's 6 commemorative cans for the perfect complement to this weekend's celebrations. I have one in front of me right now. Check out more about the country's favorite ginger ale at canadadry.ca. We're celebrating the music of BC in Ottawa. That's where country music's Dean Brody is gearing up for a show in the nation's capital. And Dean, you know, it seems like just a couple weeks ago we were broadcasting from your dressing room before a concert in Winnipeg. Happy Canada Day to you.
How you doing, Jeremy?
Good, thanks.
Yeah, man. Happy Canada Day to you, too.
So all show, we have been talking about Canadian artists' favorite music and inspirations. You have to have you sum up Canada 150, this country in the world of music. Go.
Amazing music and amazing musicians that have come out of this country. It's kind of amazing. Like, I think per capita, we've got to be up there as far as, like, the arts and creative talents that have come out of this country.
When you were growing up, you know, so long before you started singing professionally, what Canadian music did you appreciate? Who did you look up to?
I remember Bryan Adams was big for me. Like, on the radio, but also, like, he was my first, like, artist that I saw on a stage, connecting with his audience. And I just remember thinking, wow, he's like, separated from all of us. I think it was probably 30,000 of us in the field, and yet he was able to connect with us at the same time. It was so cool, and he had somebody from the audience come up with him and sing with him, And so, yeah, Bryan Adams, I'd say, was probably one of my biggest Canadian influences as a kid.
Do you think he helped you sort of become who you are? Like, did you take anything away from what he puts into his music? Because, as you're saying, he really makes it personal and gives it his all.
Yeah, for sure. If I could say there's one thing I got from watching him perform that day, it was just like, wow, like, he really was himself up on stage. And that's hard to do, like, when you're facing thousands of people, and it's really hard to be your authentic self and to be vulnerable like that. But I saw it and I was like, okay, it's okay to be that way on stage. You don't have to always be like this larger than life character. You can just be yourself and people will appreciate you for that.
Well, so now it's you up there and having your fans screaming. Is it what you envisioned it to be? Is it what you thought would happen?
Not at all, man. Like, I moved to Nashville to write songs. Like, I've always been a pretty quiet, reserved person, and the last place I would have envisioned myself, especially as a kid, would have been on a stage in front of people. Like, that would have been my nightmare, but I got used to it. Like, I started playing clubs in Nashville and singing my own songs and stuff, and it just naturally just progressed to stages, and the stages got bigger, the music spread further, and all of a sudden, like, here we are, having these, you know, tours and people coming out and singing songs with us.
You know, when it comes to country music, Nashville is huge. We just had Terry Clark on the show talking. She's lived there for 30 years. She mentioned that's sort of like the mecca of country music. You want inspiration. You want to see what it's like, get involved, meet people, rub elbows. What was it for you? Because you spent a bit of time living there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you can songwrite. For me, it was songwriting. Like, I had to go to a place where I could be around a lot of creative people. And yeah, for me, that was Nashville. Like, it's just, that's where, if you're into country music, that's where a lot of people go. But I'd say that's where most people go. Like, if it's rock, it's probably L.A. or New York or Toronto. I'm not sure, you know. But as far as country music goes, it's Nashville. And there's just thousands of people there. They're trying to write songs. And they come from where you come from, same kind of background. And so for me, it just made sense to hone my craft as a songwriter to move to Nashville.
It's interesting, we've been hearing all show today that there used to be a separation between Canada and the U.S. Canadian artists kind of stayed in Canada, American artists stayed there, and now there's this crossover, right? And what is the reception like? You just said thousands and thousands of people are trying to hone their craft and make it big and write songs and everything in Nashville because that is the mecca. How are Canadians received there? What did you experience?
Oh, yeah, super warm reception in Nashville. Like, I had friends from Oklahoma, California, Texas, I mean, everywhere, every state imaginable, I think.
So you've lived in the States, you've lived in several places in Canada. What keeps you living in this country? There's some days where I go, I need to get away from Winnipeg. And I get to do that a lot because I travel for work. I'm a lot of times in Los Angeles or Toronto, but home is still Winnipeg. It's still Canada. What keeps you here?
I think you hit on something there, man. Like, if you've traveled abroad, you feel that sense of displacement. And for me, that's definitely what Nashville was. Like, I loved it. It became home. Some of my best friends in life are Americans because I lived there for 6 years. But you always have this sense of not totally belonging. And when you go back home, especially if you've been away for a while, you go back home and you cross the border. Doesn't matter if it's, you know, from Montana going into B.C. or from Maine going into New Brunswick. It just, you just feel all of a sudden when you get across that border that you're home. It's a weird thing, but it's just something that's a part of me, I think a part of every Canadian. And you don't necessarily realize it. I know I didn't until I actually went and lived somewhere else and then came home.
So let's help somebody out here. If they have never been to Canada before, maybe they're even coming for vacation, don't know what to expect. Set the tone for them. What are they in for? And we have to make it clear, there's no Canadian accents. I don't care what people say. We don't have accents, do we?
No.
No.
We don't when we're in Canada.
No.
But yeah, I would say expect space. I know people that have come up here, they go, wow, it's just everything you can just, it's just fresh air, clear sky, just a sense of openness and even wildness still. I think a lot of other countries, like, they're just very, they've been discovered, but like in Canada, yeah, there's so much raw land and rugged terrain that just nobody even sets foot on. And so I think people recognize that right away, just even in our highways, like the highways that join our cities together, they're just, expect peacefulness, and I would say space would be a big thing. And I think a welcomeness. I think we're known around the world for being hospitable and a gentle, like, peaceful people. So, yeah.
Well,
expect a good holiday, I'd say.
Well, for sure. Now, I know, of course, people from all over the country have descended on Ottawa now for Canada Day, so it's going to be a wild time. How do you normally celebrate Canada Day? Is it just, you know, a beer in the backyard? Are you usually on tour? Do you have a tradition? Like, what's your typical Canada Day? Is there a typical Canada Day for you?
Yeah, I'd say the last 6 years we're on tour, so we're usually playing Canada Day, like a festival somewhere in some town or some city. Like, we're usually working on July 1st, which is a good thing. So normally, we have a beer, maybe a couple, and we hit the stage and just have a good night.
What are you looking forward to this year for Canada's big 150th birthday?
I think just being in our nation's capital is going to be really cool. I don't think I've ever been in Ottawa on July 1st on our birthday. So for the 150th, like, it's going to be pretty cool. And couldn't think of a better place to be for Canada Day.
What else do you have on the go? I know the beautiful Freak Show tour. What's coming up the rest of the year?
I'm doing a lot of writing right now and trips to Nashville, and just, you know, I've worked with my producer Matt Rovey, who's out of Tennessee, and we've been working on a lot of stuff, and we have to record it, which is another thing, but as far as the songwriting goes, like, we're there. Just getting ready to do some more things that we can't really reveal at this point right now, but I might be in for another move. You know, I don't know. My life, it's hard to follow for sure.
Well, your fans, though, they do follow along on social media, though, right? That's a good way to keep in touch with you.
It is, absolutely. Yeah, Instagram, Facebook.
Be sure to check it out. Follow along with Dean Brody. And again, thanks for joining us. Happy Canada Day to you, Dean.
Yeah, happy Canada Day to you, Jeremy. Thanks for taking the call. And have an awesome day.
Dean Brody on Canada Day Live is brought to you by Canada Dry. Check out more about the country's favorite ginger ale at canadadry.ca.